The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program on this rainy, rainy in the upper northeast here today on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for us and for your business. Our goal is simple. We want to provide you with a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, strategies, techniques, proven methods, everything to help you start a business, grow your business, survive with your business, or help you through a major challenge that you may be experiencing. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, that's the operative word, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools will range from website referrals, concepts, ideas, publications, resources, everything that we've either analyzed, investigated, used, either successfully or not successfully, to ensure that you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. Today, we're going to be talking about local search marketing and what it means for your business. If you have any comments or questions, you can call us directly at 888-996-9697 or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. We're also looking for people to have on our program as a guest. If you have a product, service, an idea, a book you've written, we'd love to feature you on our program. Again, you can reach us at 888-996-9697 or email us directly at info@videobroadcastservices.com. And in the subject line, please put radio show guest, and we'll make sure that gets to the right department. So what is Video Broadcast Services? We are a unique, and we have developed an effective methodology to successfully compete with your online marketing. In our monthly packages, we include SEO, video SEO, content marketing, social media marketing, and so much more. We also will manage your YouTube channel for you and all your social media channels. And we put a complete marketing package together, the entire toolbox, if you will, to create a massive and permanent online presence within the major search engines. Think pay-per-click, but you don't have to keep paying for it. We also include a state-of-the-art website. A lot of you are letting your websites go 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years since you updated it. Not good, but we can help you with that as well. We want to make sure that you have a fresh and relevant presence within the major search engines. For more information, to find out what we can do for your business, you can reach us at 888-996-9697. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here. And one more thing that we also offer our clients is apps for your business. If you're looking for a nice app, and we have developers that can develop some pretty professional apps to help with maintain your clientele relationship and keep just another avenue to keep in front of them. And really, that even dovetails into what today's show is about, with Google putting a lot of emphasis on local businesses and local search. If you're looking for a movie theater, you don't want something coming up that's 50 miles away. You want something coming up that's local. And so there's been a lot of focus put on that. And so there's a lot of, businesses, especially when you're targeting a local audience, really need to look at your local search marketing strategy and how you're ranking locally within Google search.
Absolutely. And I know we're going to be talking about that a little bit more, but I do want to talk about what we include in our services, because you're right, we will provide you with an app. But, we've had an entire show dedicated to whether or not your business actually needs an app. And I guess before you spend any money on getting an app for your business, you've got to ask yourself, what is the end result of that app? I also, I've had a few people that have asked me to download their business app on my smartphone, and I haven't. And Kyle, can you tell our audience why I'm reluctant to do that?
It's funny that, we've kind of, as a society, we've become very cautious of the number of apps we put on our phone. I mean, back when iPhones and Androids and the smartphones first came out, I mean, you'd have people with 50 to 100 plus apps on their phone. Everybody was downloading all the apps. And now it's kind of, now we're more selective on the apps that we're downloading. We're more selective on what we want to, eat up our, eat up the memory space on our iPhones with, and how we're going to use those. And so they really have to be something that's, that's conducive to your industry, conducive to your business, and conducive to your end consumer and your customer. And it has to be something that they're going to use and enjoy using. If it's just, like for instance, a restaurant might develop an app that allows people to set reservations using the app and make reservations just by a click of a button. But if you have a furniture furniture store, typically you have one-time shoppers. And so developing an app for a furniture store is not going to be the same as developing an app for a restaurant, per se.
Right. And I just think, for me, I don't do it because I don't want to chew up all the memory on my smartphone. I mean, it gets slow enough as it is with stuff that I need on it to operate our business. I certainly cannot, clog up my memory with apps I'm never going to use. And a lot of people have asked me to download their app, and I reluctantly, and I tell them no, and I feel bad about it, but I don't use apps a lot, and I know a lot of businesses need them, and like you said, for a reservation, for something like that, it's great. You want to order a pizza ahead, or, get, a table reserved at a restaurant, or, there are apps, there's some that are phenomenal, but you need to ask yourself whether or not you actually need that. But kind of veered off a little bit, but it's only because we've had a couple of unique situations with people spending a lot of money on apps, and we've decided that we're just going to incorporate that into our plethora of tools that we utilize to provide marketing for our clients. So, every I don't even want to say every month, Kyle. It seems like every week we're adding yet another new feature to our services. What we love, and I love about what we offer to our current clients, is that every time we integrate something new, they don't have to pay for that, and we don't increase their prices. They're grandfathered in, and we've got a pretty slick package for $5.97, and we do have a setup fee for $5.97. Sometimes it's more if you're looking to target a more broad audience, but we've got a pretty unique package for anything, whether you're an electrician, a restaurant, a wedding venue, an attorney, car dealership. We structure the program and your marketing strategy based off, the competitiveness. If you're a car dealer in a major metropolitan city, we've devised something a little bit differently for that. But we've got a pretty unique program. So let's talk about how it relates to local search marketing, Kyle. One of the things that you look at a lot, and I look at when we initially make contact with a potential client, is we look at, how extensive their local search marketing is within the search engine. Can you talk a little bit about what we look at and the importance of what we look at?
Well, we're looking at how their website is ranking locally, and in addition to that, we also look if there's any other content factors like outside of their website that are also ranking locally for that business, because we want to make sure that when we take an approach and when we're taking a marketing approach on a local level, we want to make sure that we're constructing a plan of attack that is going to be most beneficial and most useful for that business. And one of the things that we use to target that is video, and we use those videos in a way that we're targeting your services, your products, and your locations that you want to target for, and we're ranking those individually outside of your website that are linking back into your website. So it's kind of this, spider web effect of content that we're putting out across social and video networks that are all linking back to your website, ranking you on a local basis, because it really is. I mean, we try to take this all encompassing saturating effect, so we're making sure that you're being found very aggressively on a local level.
Right, and so we take a look at how they're ranking. Can you talk also in this kind of, we run into this quite a bit, where some marketing companies will say, hey, look, you're getting found on the first page of Google. A little deceptive, given the fact that most people, if not everybody, should rank organically for their name of their business anyways. And we've seen this quite a bit. Kyle, can you talk a little bit about, why you should obviously rank for that and the difference between, ranking for what you should be found organically and in what we do?
Yeah, so a business that's ranking for their name, obviously you should be ranking for that already, like you said. But secondly, if someone's typing in your name to find you, they already know who you are and what you provide. And so we're not trying to necessarily target that group of people. We're trying to target people outside of them that are looking for your products and services. For instance, if you're a dentist, if someone types in, for one of our clients, Dr. Peck, if someone types in Dr. Peck, he's going to come up naturally already, but he's a cosmetic dentist. So we're trying to get in front of people that are looking for a cosmetic dentist in his geographical area. That way we're growing his client base. We're not sticking to the same client base that he already has. We're growing that client base. And that's what businesses have to look at. I don't care if your business name is the number one on place on Google. That's irrelevant, because it's your business name that when people are typing that, they already know who you are, they know about you, they know your products and services. We want to increase that and expand that outside of your current client base.
Right. So that kind of relates back to the app, in my opinion. When you're utilizing the power of an app or your perception of the power of an app for your business, they already know about your business. So I'm not quite sure why a lot of people are thinking that these apps are like a marketing tool. I think it's a retention tool to keep your client base or your customer base or patient base, but I'm not quite sure that the benefit of doing that. And I think apps are going to become kind of like QR codes. I just don't think that they're going to have the impact. I think they're great, but boy, search the app store. You can get an app for just about anything, and there are some really, really, really funky apps and really productive apps, but a lot of them, in my opinion, are just really going to chew up a lot of your memory on your smartphone or your iPad. So, Kyle, in terms of what we do, I think it bears worth repeating that, a lot of people are kind of stuck on this idea that, they are on the first page of Google, and how many times in the course of the day do I explain to, a potential client or a current client that they should be found for that? And if you're not, something needs to be done. So a couple of things that if you could go over a couple of the reasons why somebody may not rank organically and why the selection of the name of your business can be extremely important, number one. And also, can you talk about the importance of having a updated website to correlate with that information to ensure that your organic rankings are also enhanced?
Yeah, so, you know, if you're ranking for your name, and it goes down to the selection of your name as well, I mean, if you can come up with a name of your domain that also encompasses the local area that you want to target, all the better. If you're not ranking locally, there's a lot of things going on in your website. Maybe your website's not fully optimized internally, which is something we can do. Maybe there's maybe it's time for a new website, a whole new platform, a new updated website with new technologies and with a more enhanced user experience. So those are all things that we look at as well to make sure that you're ranking locally, because your website has to be optimized for the locations and services that you want to target that you're trying to rank for. And if it's not, there's a lot of things going on internally and externally that need to be fixed so that you can drive those rankings. We've talked about this extensively in the past, where building a website is only the beginning. Getting your website live is only the beginning. You've got to rank that website. You have to make sure that it's optimized internally and externally, and you've got to drive the traffic to that website. Otherwise, it's just it's a boat lost at sea. You know, is an example I can put where nobody can find it. And so you've got to make sure that you're staying active on your website, that you're staying active in the content that you're driving, that you're building those links and those citations back to your website that are going to increase your relevance and your traffic.
Right. And a lot of people, I never can grasp or understand why people are so reluctant to update their website. They will spend money on marketing, driving the traffic over to their website, which is extremely outdated. I mean, it really is, you know, really putting the cart before the horse. I don't quite understand that. So you kind of have two dynamics going on with the mind of a business owner. On one hand, they are reluctant to spend a lot of money on marketing sometimes, but they want the traffic. So they get it in their mind that by building a new website, the traffic is going to come. And then you have the ones that want to spend the money, but they are not so interested in, having a website that's going to, number one, work in tandem with that marketing, but also the site has to convert as well. So, Kyle, can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you really need to have within your website that A, is going to optimize it, and B, the conversion piece of it that many, many business owners overlook?
Yeah, so you have to have the content on your website. You want to make sure that the content within your website is, is constructed in such a way that, you know, it's going to be optimized too. We're kind of at the point now in with website optimization that less is more, meaning that, less, it used to be where you'd load your website up with key phrases and keywords and kind of do this keyword loading, and Google's really frowned upon that, and so it's kind of, they want everything to look natural. And so you want to make sure that your content is written naturally, that your ratios to your services and products being listed are natural. So that's definitely something that you need to look at. And then also, when someone goes to your site, you want to make sure that the information that you want them to find is easily accessible, and that it's kind of a navigation process where you're taking them from point A to point B, which is, point B would be filling out your contact form on your website, or picking up the phone and giving your business a call. And so those are the things that you need to look at.
Perfect, right. And, if your site is not converting, that's something that you need to take a look at. If you're not, fluent in understanding why or why not your website is converting or, it's not converting, you need to really hire a marketing firm that understands the conversion piece, that can analyze your traffic, look at your bounce rate, look at your optimization, look at your content, look at your social media presence, look at your YouTube presence. YouTube is the second largest search engine next to Google, and it is so overlooked. It's I'm amazed at the amount of people that don't realize the importance of YouTube and the importance of video, for that matter. Everything is going the way of video, and to not pay attention to that is really doing your business a disservice. So local search marketing, there's a lot that goes into it. And we're lucky in the fact that we understand it, and we're happy to consult with you and, you know, take a look at what you've got, take a look at what you're doing. And we don't want you to spend more money. That's not what the nature of our business is. We want you to spend your money differently. And we have a great program to go through and kind of look at what you're doing and show you a much – we don't want you to work harder for your money. We want you to work smarter for your money. And that really is the essence of what we do. But, again, thanks for tuning in. We've got to run. It's a very, very rainy day here up in the Northeast, and we've got lots to do. So thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus of Video Broadcast Services. Check out our website, videobroadcastservices.com, and check out our YouTube channel as well. It'll give you some insight as to what we do. But that's only one piece of it. We do so much more. Video marketing is about a video, but it's about what you do to the video that is key. Not only that, but we do a lot more. Quite a bit of tools in our toolbox to make your business successfully marketed online. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a book, a publication, a website, an idea, or useful information that you think would be beneficial to other business owners, we want to talk. Give us a call at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal, very simple, is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information and tools available to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day. The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.